Stephen Pegg, I wonder if you can help tackle some of these. A lot of them are about how it's being implemented. So perhaps to start with a question, what approach are the banks taking to personal guarantees for funding below the £250,000 limit?
Of course, a lot of commercial lending happens entirely unsecured, especially for very small facilities. So, and of course, there are many unincorporated businesses, sole traders and partners who borrow, in their own name anyway. Personal guarantees are typically taken where there are limited companies with limited resources borrowing a bit more. And by having that commitment from the business, you're able to provide a higher level of facilities and perhaps a lower price than you'll otherwise be able to do. But the concern about it in relation to civils is partly reflecting a misunderstanding that the government's guarantee should substitute for it. Actually, the government only guarantees the residual loss after you've recovered all security. But under 250,000, you're quite right, many lenders across the market have moved in response to the view of customers to say they won't take personal guarantees there. I think that has reassured some people, but there continues to be considerable political and media heat over the subject, and no doubt that has got a little bit further to run. We've been working hard to make sure that whatever we do, this doesn't end up being a constraint on the ability of businesses to provide the greatest level of support that they can across the marketplace. We need, of course, to follow the rules. And you mentioned a figure of 250,000. It is a requirement of the scheme that all available assets are taken as security, in order to protect the taxpayer, who, of course, is 80% at risk to the residual losses there. So those will probably be more likely to be business assets than personal ones, to be honest. And you cannot take a charge over a residential property. That's the other factor which sometimes people have missed. So it's the kind of thing that, very much we're spending a lot of time talking to business groups to ensuring that we've got a bit of alignment from government and British Business Bank, who've not been as clear as they might have been. We've got a clear and consistent picture. But this is a competitive market. It's a bit like the discussions around pricing. Of course, lenders want to be fair and reasonable, but they all have different profiles. And in many ways, the fact that there's changes in personal guarantees illustrates the fact that, this is a competitive market and institutions are responsive.
Thanks, Stephen. And another question that came in